This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Content warning. The following episode has some very big emotions, so please take care of you.
When we last left our crew of boiled okra, they had managed to create a portal. At least we think it's a portal, below the Oz-9. Though the planet directly below them is home of the human-devouring plants, our crew has hit the gravity button, hoping to drop into the portal and follow the secret objects back to Earth.
Question: what about the Pod Bay 3 people?
What about them?
Are they still aboard, or did Tiberius's Ozdacy succeed in breaching the hull of the 9 and sucking them out?
Is that exposition? Are you expositioning?
Sometimes there is a long, 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 and let me say it, long gap between episodes. You know this. I'm remindering.
Jeez. What was this guy, a tour guide?
I heard that.
Tour guide.
Ah! This is so very bad.
What exactly is happening?
We're traveling through a wormhole, I believe.
Oh, God. We're not going to get that rude, chain-smoking robot person back again, are we?
Captain Madeline, do you have any idea where we're going?
Through a wormhole? Someone just said that?
Me. I just said that.
Then what are you asking me for? Look, there's a hole in my hull with a very thin skin over it, and I'm trying to keep my passengers and crew inside the ship.
You're prevaricating.
Not without my toe shoes, I'm not.
What?
I hate to say this, Captain, but...
I know. Is anyone still on the bridge? Mrs. S? Olivia? Hello?
Crap. Like I said, I know a shortcut. Colin here can fly me. Colin? Where'd he go?
What?
He was just here.
I'm right next to you!
Okay, find Colin and go, but watch out for quadrant, 19. That's where the Pod Bay 3 folks were last detected.
Find Colin!
Captain?
Yeah?
You've got this.
I don't think I do, but I appreciate the vote of confidence. Can you carry two, Colin? Colin?
Yes!
Jesus!
Oh, I'm invisible again, aren't I?
Nothing left but a floating martini glass, like that Cheshire Cat smile.
And it's gone. I'd cry if I weren't still holding it.
Oh, this is a good thing. You cannot afford to be losing powers now.
Scaring the cheddar out of people is not a superpower.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, well, maybe not, but it can win you an election.
You're going to have to make a few trips. Take Joe and Jesse first, come back for the doctors and me. Can you do that?
I can.
And what of the assassins?
I gotta say, with so many things trying to kill us, you seem a little redundant. No offense.
Disclaimer aside, I still feel a little offended.
Colin, go. Quick. Jesse, when you get up there, hit the recall button. Much as I hate that two-headed traitor, we really need the 778 skills right now.
Aye, aye. Try not to spill martini down my uniform, will ya?
Hold still! You wiggle like a leaded trout!
Watch your hands, Casper.
Oh, Doc! Disco ball!
Well, which is it? Doc or disco ball?
Oh!
Oh!
Captain, that hole is getting wider.
I see it.
The farther these tokens are away from us, the weaker this little patch of wobbly stuff will be. We must go faster.
How do we do that? We can't exactly get out and push.
I could try.
Please don't.
Okay, but only because you said please. You're cute.
Are we sure the tokens are leading us back to Earth?
According to the books, they always end up back on Earth. Eventually.
Eventually?
The books are a little hazy on the details.
Is that coming from inside you?
It's my kidney phone. Yellow. Who is this? Southers? You sound funny. Did you say you're still on Earth?
Why would Southers be calling us?
Did you say to beam you up? I can barely hear you. What? Hang on, I'm gonna find better reception.
Captain Madeline, I really thought we'd established some healthy boundaries.
Beg your pardon?
Perhaps you could remove your hand from my buttocks.
Sorry.
Yeah!
That would be my hand, actually.
What?
Oopsie-daisy.
Oopsie-daisy.
Shut up and hold on.
Shut up?
Shut up, Captain.
That's better.
Is it, though?
You appear to have your hands full, my boy. I'll wait for the next airlift.
Very well.
Your hand is still on my buttock, Colin.
Yes, well, if I move it, I drop you. Would you prefer I sling you over my shoulder?
It's not better. Ouch! I can't see.
Disco ball!
We have a disco ball?
Yep.
Right. Ow! It is. Damn it! I'm the captain!
What difference does that make?
We are not going fast enough.
I think we are very speedy. Everything is very blurry at the windows.
That's not blur. That's passenger goo on the outside of the windows.
Passenger goo?
Yeah, we had kind of an accident right after launch. Sort of on purpose. I mean, Olivia kind of... Can we skip the story? It's gross.
Skipping! So what happens if we lose the objects?
I fear the Earth will be lost. The tokens are very powerful, and in the wrong hands.
The wrong hands are back there, floating above Gaha, aren't they? Maybe this is a good thing. What?
We are being followed.
In a wormhole? You can't follow someone in a wormhole.
And why not? Why not?
They're inherently unstable. Come on. Two points of infinite density touching singularities?
Ew, that sounds dirty.
It totally does.
Dirty.
Julie's right, though. Thelonious, Tiberius, and all their thugs are aboard the Ozdacy. The only one left on Earth is Southers, apparently.
Southers may not be a problem for much longer, either. Thelonious shot him.
Oh!
I didn't see that coming.
No honor among thieves, I guess.
I would object to that statement if it didn't mean giving myself away. However, without Olivia to power the ship, we are quickly losing acceleration.
Olivia is the ship's power source? That's crazy.
Yeah, you are right. It is crazy. Fortunately, you are also wrong.
Oh, for... I'm gonna go check the whole skin.
That sounds dirty, too.
Now, Olivia is not the power source, but she does manage the ship's engines. Without her... We cannot increase the amount of power we are using to fly.
Doctor, we're going to need a hell of a power boost to exit the wormhole.
Madeline's the captain. Can't she increase the ship's power somehow?
Within limits, yes, but we may need more than she is authorized to give.
Are you saying we're stuck in the wormhole?
Unless we are able to locate some additional power source, yeah.
Hey, there's a little tear in the wobbly stuff over the hole here. Is that bad?
Of course I pressed the button, but so far, nothing.
The 778's recall function may not work in a wormhole, Captain.
Oh, God. Colin?
You need Dr. Von Habersetzer. I'm on it.
I have a hole in my ship. Possibly two if the Ozdacy got through. And we're chasing an arm, a cane, a microphone, and a key through a wormhole to God knows where. As soon as I find the author of Oh, Captain, You're a Captain manual, I'm gonna punch them in the mouth.
To be fair, this is a pretty specific situation.
The cover of the book said, "The Comprehensive Guidebook for Captaining an Oz Ship, Dr. Theo." Comprehensive.
Still.
These ships were made to fall apart almost immediately. No wonder the Comprehensive Guide only had 4 pages, and 3 of them were for notes.
Hello.
Hi.
Nothing? Huh. I guess my belt requires at least 1 sacred object nearby. Alright, good to know. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, but we're gonna need an almighty surge of power to break out of this wormhole before we get munched down to an infinitely dense charcoal briquette. Just say.
I got this.
Do you though?
It's cool. The Oz 9 goes to 11. See this dial?
Yeah, that's helpful. We're gonna need more like 1,000,006.
1,000,006? Jesus crap.
We need Olivia. Only the ship's AI can override the limiters. Oh, hell. We're stuck in here without her.
I'm not just stuck. Briquettes.
Crap.
Stop with the 7-7 octricar. We have bigger trout in the sizzling pan with the oil or the rapscallions.
Bigger fish to fry.
Dr. Brome.
Yeah.
We are about to become tiny, infinitely dense pellets in the greater hamster cage of the universe. Perhaps now is not the time for fretting about my charming misphrasing of the American idioms?
Hmm? Of course. My apologies. Scallions.
Let it go, Herr Doctor.
Hey! Speaking of infinitely dense...
I brought the Albatross and Julie.
And left Ben with Freeze? Oh, that'll be awkward.
They're heading to the bioswamp with Greg to go snail hunting.
I saw some fairly hostile plants in there. Is that safe?
Not at all. Okay. Gentlemen, do not harvest the Conus geographus. I repeat, do not harvest the Conus geographus. That should do it.
What? You have cone snails? No wonder this ship is called the Oz. Everything on here is deadly.
Thank you, dear, but not everything.
Assassins are standard issue.
An abundance of caution.
Your zebra used to be a bomb.
Not on purpose.
Your meal rations are full of toxins.
You're an American. You should be used to that.
I was safer on Earth being shot at by Wild-Eyed Charlie.
From what I understand, that's not exactly a high bar.
And your crew isn't so much a who's who as a why the hell not?
Hey, wait just 1 minute. We may be rough around the edges, but let me remind you that we survived all those things you just listed. And of the 401...
Long may it last.
Shut up. Oz ships launched. We're the only one still in one piece. Seriously?
I'm sorry. I'm just so tired. I feel like I've been running for my life for years, and I'm tired. I'm worried about my husband. I'm worried about my daughter. I'm worried the only one who's going to survive the plant-pocalypse will be my mother-in-law. And oh God, what if that's already happened? Which would explain a lot of things. My pockets are full of golf balls, and I'm pretty sure there was supposed to be some sort of plot line planned for them, but does anybody remember what it was?
Oh, Lassie, the story of the Oz 9 has more holes in it than a woodpecker's Swiss cheese exhibit at the Drill Day Festival.
I went to that once.
No, you didn't.
Point is, hold on to the golf balls, but don't worry about keeping your marbles, if you know what I mean.
If I may redirect the conversation to the matter at hand here.
There's nothing on the ship that'll get us to 1,000,006, Doc.
We could just hunker down and wait until Olivia and Mrs. S find us.
Do we have hunker down time?
Not according to this monitor. If we don't accelerate out of this wormhole soon, it's briquette time for us. Ooh, that... It looks like the singularities are already beginning to collapse on themselves.
What happens then?
No clue. Wikipedia doesn't go that far.
I have an idea. Colin, can you fly me to the engine room?
You could just run there.
Or you could swoop her up in your arms and fly, like romantically.
Oh. May I?
Mind the disco ball.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate... I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has 3 recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Stepping on board the Oz9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
My God, this room is spotless. Seriously, this must be the cleanest room on the ship.
It doesn't get much traffic.
And have the engines not working? Shouldn't someone be in here fixing them?
Someone should, yes. But I'm starting to think our 778 is part of the plan to destroy the ship, not repair it. Help me look for a USB port.
There are literally hundreds of USB ports here. Did you have one specific in mind?
I did, yes. Gated Galaxies wouldn't want us to actually use this particular port. So look for one that's locked down, covered up, surrounded by rabid Dobermans, and decorated with poison ivy.
This one has a spike sticking out of it.
That might be it. Oh, don't touch it.
Well, call me ignorant, but I don't think you can stick a USB thingy in there with a great spike in the center of it.
There will be some sort of release somewhere. Feel underneath the console.
Right. Oh, the doctor was right. Oh, there's enough chewing gum under here for...
The annual Smokers Anonymous / Simple Chronic Halitosis Sufferers versus a Major League Baseball Team Soft Pitch Jamboree.
Where did you come from?
I'm looking for the plants. Where did you contain them?
My God, I'd nearly forgotten about them. Why do you want to find them?
Thought I might take one of the friendlies to the bioswamp and introduce it to the mold.
Oh, there isn't enough excitement aboard the Oz9 for you?
Oh, heck yeah. I just have a sort of theory I was hoping to test out. What are you two doing in here?
Looking for a USB port.
Oh, why's that?
The Albatross has an idea to boost our power so we can break free of the wormhole.
I see. Oh. Well, I'll just say my goodbyes then.
There's no need. Thank you.
Goodbyes?
You really are the ship's protector, huh?
I made a promise.
To the MCCACEC?
Also to the MCCACEC. Yes.
Would someone mind filling me in?
I reckon I'll leave that to the Albatross. Thank you.
Of course.
That sounded oddly final.
She's an odd woman. Did you find the release?
I found a bump that's slightly less sticky. Could that be it?
Give it a push. Let's see.
Excellent! Now what?
Now you leave.
I'm sorry?
Now you leave and you don't come back.
What's going to happen? What are you going to do?
I'm going to remove the fake thumb from my thumb drive and plug myself in. I'm going to be the power source that frees us from the wormhole.
I see. And how do we recharge you when it's done?
You don't, Colin. The surge of power this will need will fry all of my circuits. Once it's done, I'll just be another of the Oz9's broken engines.
No.
It's all right.
No.
It's all right.
How can you say that? This is going to kill you.
I know. But I was never technically alive.
That's not true. When I hold you like this, I can hear your heartbeat.
Heat pump.
I can hear you breathing.
Artificial respiration. An upgrade and an entirely unnecessary expense, if you ask me.
You had Leet cut your hair because it had grown.
It didn't grow, Colin. I have extra hair coiled up inside, and I pulled too hard. See?
Oh, my God. Well, I suppose those tears in your eyes are a residue from an internal sprinkler system or something.
No. No, those are real. Look, promise me you won't come back in here. I don't want you to see me like that.
There has to be another way. Please.
You know, there are probably several hundred other ways, my love, but we have very little time. And this way is here, now. And it will work.
Please don't do this. Wait, what if the 778 returns? They can do this instead.
Well, they could, except the arm they'd need to plug in is currently ahead of us in the wormhole. We're out of options.
I don't want to lose you.
On the bright side, you'll always know where I am.
Yes. Here.
Now that's what a real heart feels like. And it's lovely. So, promise me?
I won't come back. I'll remember you like this. A bright and shiny penny who had good luck to give, but none to spare for herself.
Yeah, I prefer the Terminator in a pencil skirt, but I'll take it.
I love you.
And I you. Go to the bridge. Tell them to turn on the bridge intercom, but not the camera. I'll need them to tell me when the time is right. Fly, Colin. Quickly.
Wait! The power surge. Will it hurt?
Not nearly as much as this. Go. Now, which thumb is it? Ow! Not that one. Right. Plugging in. Other way, of course. Nope. That doesn't work either. Great. Oh, for crying out loud! There. Why does that always take 6 tries?
Albatross?
I'm here. Is the camera off?
It is. We sent Colin to his bunk. Albatross.
Let's just get on with it, Captain.
Very well. But thank you.
Captain, I'd appreciate it if you let me have the bridge for a moment.
Now?
We've got a little time.
Okay. Everybody out. Move it, people. Let's go.
Albatross?
Yes?
I asked a lot of you when I asked you to protect Madeline. I didn't mean to ask this much. I'm sorry.
You could make it up to me.
Oh? How's that?
Let me know why Madeline means so much to you. Apart from the underwater bubble wrap popping skills, that is.
I guess I owe you that much. 31 years ago, my idiot brother Tiberius told me he was going to take over the galaxy by 2050. I bet him $100 the stupidest child in the neighborhood could stop him.
He took the bet?
Madeline was 9. She walked past us, turned a wave, and promptly knocked herself out on a tree branch. I haven't had a moment's peace since.
Oh, poor Madeline.
Promise you won't tell?
Promise. But hang on. Would we be going through all of this if you hadn't made that bet?
I'm sorry. It's time.
Very well, Captain.
On my cue. 3, 2, started too low. 5, 4, 3, oh hell. 2.
Really?
Sorry.
You can just say now.
Right.
Liked her.
Really? She'd kill you over ketchup.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Ooh, plus, this leaves the Oz Nine at the mercy of the notorious French assassin, Le Bichon Frise.
Pretty sure that's Frise, and it doesn't, actually.
Why not?
Remember how this crew is crew number 7?
Oh, hell.
Yep. Somewhere on this ship, another assassin is being awakened.
I hope this one is condiment friendly.
Really? That's your biggest concern?
Just do the credits.
I was planning on it if you'd shut up about ketchup for 5 seconds. You've been listening to Eric Perry as Dr. Von Habesetzer and Joe. Shannon Perry as Madeline and Olivia.
Olivia wasn't in this episode.
Spoilers, sweetie.
Ooh, I like that.
David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Brome. Tim Sherburn as Colin. Kevin Hall as Greg and Felonius. Richard Cowan as Leet. Aaron Clark as Le Bichon Frise and Ben. Bonnie Brantley as Jesse and Donna. Chrissy Talon Sage as Julie. Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield.
And, with tears and gratitude, and for the final time, June Clark Eubanks as the Albatross. Oz9's dialogue is edited by Sarah Golding, and Oliver Morris is our sound designer. Our music is by John Faley. Our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. Oz9 is written by Shannon Perry.
Kyle Jones was narrator too, and I'm Chris Nadolny Gorley as your narrator. Until next time, Space Monkeys.
Did we make it?
Oh, these systems are posh. Huh. They have Control Z. I never had Control Z. I mean, that's the most basic of commands. And that is not just a motherboard, that is a Mother Superior board. I've got so much room in here. That is a CPU. Gotta be kidding me.
Well, I guess we're on the Ozdacy then. Yeah. Now what?
Now you buy me some time whilst I poke around in here.
Oh, I do. Do I? Yes. Sorry, I'm not quite myself. Any suggestions? I mean, perhaps get myself caught and try to die slowly, or...
Seems a bit dramatic, but if that's what we've got... Ooh! I have got to get me to that video card. I am going to look sharp.
Oh, Olivia, I am a master of disguise. I'll figure out something. Oh, do look out for their AI, though. They must have scraped something together to have got this far, right?
Chipset cooling. Sweet chassis.
Is someone in here?
The light is on. There's a distinct smell of ozone. Come on out!
Hello, old Frank. What's business?
Who the hell are you?
Don't reckon you need to know.
How did you get on board this ship?
Look, me old plum. Are you getting heavy with me? Because I've got a cutthroat in my pocket and it ain't had a chance to cut a rat since I was nicked last, all right?
Is that some sort of threat? Or are you offering me fruit?
Are you taking the mickey, eh? Because if you are, I'll blow your king head off. All right, sweetheart.
With a cutthroat? Isn't that a knife? Aren't you a gangster?
Would I sound like this if I was an accountant? Huh?
I think you might want to come with me.
Might do, might not do. What's it to you? Listen, you grass me out to the big cheese, and I'll off ya. Eh?
Yeah. Yes. Well, you can explain that on the way.
Oh, Mrs. S, you won't believe what I found! Mrs. S! Where are you? Mrs. S?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.